Yep, 6:22 on this Thursday, but it feels like Friday because for many of you, it is 72 out there. We're heading to a beautiful weekend up in the 80s and sunny most of the weekend. My next guest, Dr. Sandeep Jahar, he's the author of the book, Doctor, The Disillusionment of an American Physician, recently wrote in the New York Times about what's known as this internship, medical internship program, and exactly what it leads to. He says it exploits many young doctors, and it actually can create many problems for patients also. Dr. Jahar, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
Yeah, because you write that you went through the process yourself. What is that initial internship like then?
Well, it's very grueling. I mean, I think that's well known. It used to be probably more grueling in the sense that there were a lot longer hours, but hours restrictions have been put into place over the last, you know, actually in various points over the last 20 years or so.
And this is the first time you're working in a hospital during the internship. Is that how it works?
Yeah, it's, you know, you finish college, you go to medical school for 4 years, and then you get an MD, but you can't practice unless you go through an internship. And that's typically 1 year where you learn how to actually take care of patients. And it's, you know, a very, very grueling year. And what's happened is that because of, you know, people have really focused on hours, right? So you don't want your doctor working more than, say, 80 hours a week. And that makes sense. But what's happened is that they haven't really reduced the workload. They've just compressed it into shorter and shorter hours.
When you say workload, what's a typical kind of shift like as an intern?
Well, when I was an intern, it was, you know, it could be a 36-hour shift where, you know, you get up at 5:30 in the morning, you go to the hospital, and you come back at noon or 1 or 2 o'clock the following day.
And how many patients would you see in that kind of time?
I mean, it all depends on the rotation that you're on. If you're in the intensive care unit, there are fewer patients, but they're really, really sick. If you're in other rotations, but I mean, it could be anywhere between, on a ward, it could be 12, 14 patients.
You're trying to keep it all straight, right?
Keeping it all straight is hard. Now, what they've done is they've restricted the number of hours. So now most interns don't work more than about, say, 65 hours a week, still a lot of hours, but they've kept the workload the same. And, you know, most doctors, they want to get their work done before they pass off the patients to other doctors who are taking over for them. Mm-hmm. And that's led to, you know, sort of paradoxically even more burnout because you're compressing more work into a shorter and shorter shift.
So 16 hours, that's as long as the shift can be. Now, you're right, though, that part of the issue is that by handing off patients, that can cause all kinds of complications. What kinds of issues do you run into there?
You know, it's like when you're in plane flight. In aviation, you know, most crashes happen on takeoff and landing. Mm-hmm. And the same thing in medicine. Most errors occur during transitions, handoffs between doctors. So the more handoffs you have, the more likelihood there will be for errors. And that's really has been borne out by data that even though doctors are now getting more sleep, interns are getting more sleep because mm-hmm. of hours restrictions, patients really haven't benefited in any way. In fact, some studies show that there are more errors.
But how so? Are you not keeping some kind of a log while you're there that the next doctor looks at? Or?
Well, I mean, you know, patients are complicated, especially today. You know, I mean, now, you know, patients have more and more chronic illnesses, which is paradoxically a consequence of medicine's successes. So we can keep patients alive a lot longer. Mm-hmm. They have more and more illnesses when they come to the hospital. And it's hard to transmit all the data that you learn about a patient to the next doctor.
So give me an example. What kind of an error would you have during a shift change?
I mean, I've had... you know, when I was an intern, one error that I remember vividly is the intern before me was handing off a whole list of patients, and she went through them one by one. And one patient, she said, you know, he's been getting a little kooky, so just watch out. But if he's, you know, if he acts up, you know, you can give him some Haldol. And almost immediately after she left the hospital, he became completely psychotic, mm-hmm. and it took a lot of time trying to get him under control. And it turns out that the reason he was psychotic is because he had had an MRI which showed he had a brain tumor. He had metastatic cancer to the brain.
Okay.
She didn't tell me anything about that.
Well, did she not know that? Or?
Well, I mean, she probably forgot to tell me that he had had an MRI that day. When you're signing out 40 patients or 30 patients or 20 patients and, you know, you're tired, you want to get out of the hospital, you don't transmit all the information the way you should.
Do you think this is costing lives then? Or?
I don't know if it's costing lives, but what seems to be the case from a study in the Journal of the American Medical Association that came out recently is that patients haven't benefited because of hours restrictions, and probably it's because of increased handoffs.
Now, I'm talking to Dr. Sandeep Jahar, author of the book Doctored, The Disillusionment of an American Physician. So what when you talk about dealing with these patients and you talk about handing off, let me get to this. You say that they're exploited. What do you mean exploited? That's a pretty strong word to use.
Well, I mean, I think that's well known and accepted that teaching hospitals, you know, need young doctors to take care of patients. That they provide a source of cheap labor.
And how is that exploiting them though? How do you see it that way?
Well, I mean, you know, what the doctors are getting in return for the cheap labor is an education.
Mm-hmm.
And so in that sense, you know, they are obviously getting something, but what I and other educators object to is saddling a lot of these young doctors with extraneous chores like transporting patients or putting in IVs or doing things that nurses or physician's assistants can do. But, you know, teaching hospitals have been slow to invest in those physician extenders like PAs and NPs to handle some of the routine work so that the interns could focus on their education and not doing scut work.
Is it really all about money then? Or?
Well, yeah, I mean, everything's about money, especially in medicine.
Okay, you know, but they don't view it as something that might help the doctors if they do this kind of these menial tasks that might actually help them become better doctors? Or?
Oh, of course, but I mean, you know, in the end, you know, administrators in every field are short-sighted. They're looking at the bottom line and investing in more bodies on the floors without increasing the amount of patients coming through and the revenues is going to affect the bottom line.
Does it affect the attitude of these medical interns when they feel that they're being overworked? Do they tend to have maybe a negative attitude towards the position at that point?
They have negative attitudes toward their patients. You know, when you're tired and you're doing a job that you're not enjoying, you're going to spend less time on your patients, less time focusing on them. You'll be less empathetic, and that's been shown that burnout in young doctors degrades empathy.
And when you see that in an intern, do you address it as a doctor? Do you say something to them, or do you understand that?
Yeah,
that's,
of course, of course. I mean, I tell my interns and fellows all the time that there are two aspects of being a great doctor. One is knowing the physiology very, very well, and the other is having empathy for your patients. And if you lack one or the other, you can't be a great doctor.
Yeah. Now, how did you make it through yourself? How do you look back and remember it?
I muddled through it, like everyone. You know, it was hard. It was. I have a line in my op-ed that I remember it the way soldiers remember war. It was a grueling experience. I wrote about it in my first book called Intern, but it was very grueling, and I, you know, wouldn't wish it upon anyone. But but in the end, that grueling experience prepared me to take care of patients independently.
There's no other path, right? You just have to go through it.
Well, you have to go through it, but it doesn't have to be as grueling or harrowing as it is. I think the main thing is that, you know, require the interns to be in the hospital, require them to take care of their patients and follow the arc of the illness, but don't saddle them with all the scut work that PAs can do.
Well, I'm sure they appreciate that sentiment. We'll see if any changes really do happen here. It's Dr. Sandeep Jahar, the book Doctored, The Disillusionment of an American Physician. Again, Doctored is the book. Dr. Jahar, thank you.
Thank you.